Oh, good morning. Good morning. Oh, man, the weather's getting better. It's so good. I'm so glad. I love the sunshine. I love the warmer weather. I love the warm yellow sun on my face. It really feels like a piece of heaven to me. So good. So good. God's peace. It's always here. We just have to reach out and grab it and invite it in. Well, today is April 10th, 2023. And I just want to read to you a little bit of Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I think this is a really great scripture to memorize. I'm going to read it again very slowly and just let it sink into your brain. Do not be anxious about anything. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Present them. Request something of God. Present your request to God, the God of the universe. You get to go before Him and request. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. Don't try and understand God's peace. It transcends your understanding. I don't think you're going to understand it because it's so good. It's beyond what we can possibly comprehend. God's peace is beyond our human understanding. It doesn't make any sense, but it's so real that it guards our hearts and our minds. It guards our hearts and our minds. God's peace, which we can't even understand, guards our minds. The thing that our mind cannot get is the same thing that guards it. Oh, how we're called to trust in Him. This is insane. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. He is the Christ. He is in your heart. He is in your mind. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Oh man, that's two sentences. I just spent 4 minutes on two sentences. God, if we could spend that kind of time and even more on your word, think of all the amazingness that would be happening in our lives. I get to come before you in prayer and petition with thanksgiving and present my request to God. And the peace that transcends all understanding is going to guard my heart and my mind. I thank you, Lord. Thank you that I can come to you with the wants of my life, the desires of my life. I'm not a bad little selfish person because I want things. I want to see things happen. I want to do things that honor you and glorify you. God, I want the big things in life and I want the little things in life. Holy Spirit, come and fill us this day. Fill us this day with your peace beyond our understanding, and trust that we can rest in that which we can't understand, because you've got it. Your word tells us that it's beyond us anyway. So cool, we're off the hook. There's no pressure to try and get it because you've already got it. So I thank you for who you are and all you're doing. Thank you for your many blessings, God. Lead us into a season of newness, of fresh perspective, of an aggressive seeking of you. Let all of the obstacles and negativity just fall away. Break the chains. And I thank you for who you are and what you're doing. You are so good, God. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.